What people need to do is take small steps consistently. Small steps consistently. That is the answer. It's not romantic. It doesn't sound fanciful. That is the answer. If you're consistent and persistent with touch points, success is simply a matter of having more connections and more conversations than you did last week.
You're listening to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, the podcast for coaches, thought leaders, and change makers who are ready to become the standout expert. If that's you, stay tuned because you're in the right place. I'm your host, Samantha Riley, and I want to help you build a successful business sharing your expertise, generate the impact and income you need to create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. Are you ready? Let's enter the lab. Welcome to today's bonus episode of the Thought Leaders Business Lab. I'm super excited to be coming to you with this bonus episode on the weekend, but I didn't want to wait till next week to get this information to you. What I'm sharing with you today is a Facebook Live that I ran during the week where I interviewed my good friend Justin Cunningham. It was a really popular topic. We talked about success and the results that you know that you're capable of achieving, but you can't quite get there. We talked about what you need to do to shift the results to be able to achieve that level of success that you know that you're capable of and that you want. But before I roll the tape, I want to tell you about a 5-day success boot camp that Justin is running beginning on Monday, the 12th of April, the Shift Your Results 5-Day Success Camp. Now, if you're a coach, you're a consultant, a teacher, a healer, if you're in professional services and you know that you're not achieving the results that you're capable of achieving, maybe it's your sales results or your income, maybe it's that you know that you're not making the impact in the world that you know you're capable of making, then head on over to iShiftResults.com/shift-success-camp to register for the bootcamp. If you're on the move and you can't quite remember that URL, then just head over to samanthariley.global/podcast and I will have the link to register for the Shift Your Results 5-Day Success Camp right there on the show notes page for you. Without any further ado, let's roll the tape. And we are live. Hello, 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 everybody. Sam here, obviously, and Justin in the house.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we're going to talk about success today. Success. Mm. Here's the thing. I believe this, that everyone is capable of achieving success, but not many people do. What's your thoughts on that?
What's the definition of success? I mean, everybody's different. You know, it's kind of like, what's the meaning of life? You ask somebody and every single person you speak to is going to say something different. You know, I think one of the things that happens is that we are actually chasing somebody else's idea of success.
Oh my goodness.
That's where the problem lies. It's not because we haven't even defined it for ourselves. We go, someone says to me, you know what you want to do? Well, you want to grow up and get married and have kids and have a house and what sort of real man does. And, you know, and for women, it's the same thing with their stuff. You know, a good woman will do this and do that. And you're like, maybe, And so, you know, and then you see all these people around you that are doing it. And so, of course, your brain starts going, well, that's clearly normal. That's what normal people do. But do you ever really just sit there and kind of go, no thanks?
Mm.
And so it's really easy to get trapped, right? Like you start business, same thing, right? You kind of go, oh, you know what a business needs to do? You need to hustle hard and work hard and be serious. And, you know, what I've found is there are a lot of people that work really hard and a lot of people that kind of think that being serious is somehow some like competitive advantage. And what I've found is serious people are unwell, like irritated and pissed off and grumpy. And honestly, I don't want to have a relationship with them. So that doesn't really work. And then they're also exhausted because they think that doubling up on all their efforts will somehow turn into double the results. In my experience, I don't know about you, Sam, but that has not been the case. Have you found that?
Well, here's the funny thing, and I know you and I have spoken about it. I found actually the opposite.
Mm.
And that's very – it goes against what we've all been conditioned and taught to believe. You know, right from the day we started school, right? It's – the studious kids at the front or the ones that get through all their work, they're the ones that are going to be the successful. The ones that get the top marks in their exams, they're the ones that are going to be successful. And it's, well, in actual fact, most didn't do well at school. I actually did do okay at school, but most entrepreneurs didn't. And we knew that we needed to do something in a different way.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that a lot of us will have, you know, an unrelenting standard, right? So someone tells us that we can't do something, you know, we'll show them. And so then we go for it. But is that actually what we wanted to do? Or we're just trying to prove the other person wrong? You know, so it's interesting how the mind works. Like, we're constantly, you know, being pushed in different directions. Have we ever stopped and just stepped back from all of that stuff and kind of gone, is this for me? Like, how am I feeling about this? Mm-hmm, like, do mm-hmm. I want to work this hard? You know, what is my idea of freedom? What is my idea of being expressed? What do I think is a significant amount of money? I mean, you know, for some people, you know, getting $60,000 will be a lot of money. For other people, mm-hmm. it will be $600,000, and other people mm-hmm. it will be $6 million. Mm-hmm. But the reality is what do you feel about that? You know, you go to places like Southeast Asia and you see these beautiful people that are operating off the smell of an oily rag, you know, like really poor people, but their attitude is abundant and wealthy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then you realize that your focus and your attention is kind of everything. You might be well educated, but I know a lot of people that are hardworking and educated and don't have money. So therefore, yeah, totally. That recipe we've been conditioned to believe is not accurate.
Yeah, but also I think that, you know, a lot of us talk about going to those places and seeing the people. And for me, it was Cambodia. I remember I was walking through the jungle in Cambodia. I'm like, oh my goodness, there's actually people living here under the trees, and the kids were yeah. running around and they were happy and it was great. But that doesn't mean that we don't, when we do have money, that we won't be happy. Like, I think that there's too much of attaching stories to just about every story. Mm.
And yeah, I agree.
Does that make sense? Well, of course it makes sense. Yeah, we talk about this all the time. Like, you
know? The thing is that we all work in spectrums, right? Like, you see, you know, like, for example, we think, you know, what I want is a lot of money. And then when you meet people with a lot of money, you find that they've got lots of problems and lots of stress. But on the other hand, they've also got lots of comforts and lots of things that other people don't have. Mm-hmm. You know, you see these kind of business groups for just women kind of going, well, it's, and so the premise is, well, it's just for women. Is that, are you trying to say that it's not safe to be with men? Mm-hmm. And on an unconscious level, yes, that is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, okay, so how does that help you form a connection with men, or even say sell to men, when essentially you've given up on them? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, but of course you can totally see why it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, women have not had the respect that they're due for their skills, talent, application, and all that good stuff. It's simple. Mm-hmm. I'd be irritated and pissed off too. Mm. But the thing is, exclusion never heals anything, right?
It can't happen in exclusion.
And it's spectrums. You know, you see it all the time, rich, poor, man, woman, you know, left, right, you know, and it's all this, oh, look, the rest of us actually live in the middle. And what we're trying to find really is balance. Mm-hmm. And so what I've found in our world with information marketing and coaching, all that stuff, is that you've got so many people that are just telling half truths. Mm. You know, like, if you just do this, you'll have this much money. And if you just do that, it's like rubbish. You know, learning by itself does not equal results. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, people say knowledge is power. It is not power. It's fuel. Mm-hmm. Knowledge mm-hmm. plus action is power. That's the difference.
100%. So we're talking about success. We're talking about, you know, getting clear on that. What, and I mentioned right at the beginning that I believe that we all have we all are able to have success, but not many achieve it. What stops us from shifting into greatness?
Mm. Yeah, really good question. It comes down to evidence and safety, two massive topics. I know a lot of people don't pull the trigger on their great ideas because it feels unsafe. Mm-hmm. And it feels unsafe because I've got no evidence to say otherwise. Your brain is designed to keep you safe. So unless you've got evidence that something is actually okay, you won't do it. So those are the two things. And so what I find is people sort of say, you know, stretch goals and you write this down and it's going to come true and all this sort of stuff. I go, rubbish. What people need to do is take small steps consistently. Small steps consistently. That is the answer. It's not romantic. It doesn't sound fanciful. That is the answer. If you're consistent and persistent with touch points, success is simply a matter of having more connections and more conversations than you did last week. That's it. No more complicated than that. If you had two metrics to measure in sales and marketing, those two would lead to your success. If you just focus on increasing those two and forget everything else, don't worry about how to do social media properly, Facebook, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, whatever, just those two things, you'd succeed. But we make it complicated. And we constantly are driven by this kind of inner story that we're not enough. And of course, that's what's marketed to us. If you just did what I did, because I'm a rock star, you'd be a rock star too. So there's this inference that we're not enough. And that's what I fight against. These people that say, if you just did more and you just, you know, learned more, you'd get more. Bullshit. You're not telling the truth. You're not telling the truth. The numbers say you're not telling the truth. 4% of people are finishing online programs that they take for development. That means 96% of people don't even finish the course, let alone get the metric results. 80-20 rule has now been proven to be more like 5% of what you're doing is delivering 95% of your results. You know, this Ebbing House curve, 90% of what you learn, you'll forget in 2 weeks. So if you don't implement fast, it's a waste of time. So there's all these numbers and facts about how we actually process information, what we truly do, how our unconscious mind works. If we don't understand them, we will defeat ourselves. And then our dreams turn into jail cells that we don't seem to be able to escape out of because it's never enough. Whatever we do is never enough.
My God, dreams turn into jail cells. That sounds so terrible. And it's so true.
Yeah, it's a painful truth, you know. And so I want to break the illusion. Do you know what I mean? Like, stop trying to break yourself to think that somehow you're going to break through to this amount of money. It's like clarity and deep connections, everything. Like, one of the things that I work on, I know you work on helping people with sales too, Sam, is, you know, stop trying to sell. Connect and solve. And just don't stop. Because even if you're not selling the product, that's how you form fantastic relationships with generosity and natural authenticity, is to say, how can I support you? What's going on for you? And find out where someone's at and say, well, I don't know if I've got what you need, but I think this person is definitely the one for you. That sort of abundant mindset and focus, it just leads to a massive amount of loyalty, raving fans, natural referrals, connections on a deep level, and it establishes you also as a thought leader and somebody that people seek out. Rather than you trying to push your message out to the world, that makes people seek you. But you have to have a real inner peace about this. You need to make sure it's coming from a place of not being attached to the results. And that is where a lot of us get unstuck. Like, we hear about these things like law of abundance and all this sort of stuff. We've all read the hoo-ha.
The secret. So I'm going to sit under a tree this afternoon and get a Ferrari. That one?
Yeah, I'm going to think about it. That's going to manifest. And it's like, well, here's the thing. There's elements of truth to these things, but just elements.
Say that.
Like, if you don't ask, you won't get. You know, like, the amount of people that I see, you know, out there in the world, and I'm so talented, and yet they don't really say, hi, I'm this, and what I want you to do is to come and join me in this room so I can give you that. If you're interested, click there. And it seems obvious. But rather than doing that, they sit there going, hi, I'm so-and-so, and this is what I do, and I really love this, and I'm really passionate about so-and-so. Yeah, cool, okay. And the video ends, and you're going, so now what? Because you didn't ask me a question, we're not in a conversation. I now feel like all you did was just blow your own horn about how great you were and where your life is, when in reality, my number one focus is myself. We're not in a relationship. You want to start a relationship with me? That's not how to do it. It's like going on a date and listening to somebody talk about themselves all night long. Are they going to get together with you after that? No.
You know, it's really interesting in everything that you've just said. And this is, I feel like, the gap that people, it's almost like a purgatory of like, I just don't know where I'm at. You've got on one side where you mentioned, you know, abundance and, you know, we're both into this. We share, we're offering that. Then you've got the other side of people that only do that and actually don't ask for the sale. And I feel like this is where the issue is. There's this purgatory that people are sitting in the middle saying, well, I want to be valuable, but then they don't ask for the sale.
Yeah, and that's because there seems to be an energetic breakdown. People see money as being inanimate and that their talent is energetic, and I don't know how those two things talk to each other. So you see this massive disconnect between, say, talented people and getting paid the right amount. Now, the reason is because they're looking at it from a transactional standpoint. They're thinking to themselves, oh, what would they pay for this painting that I've created? The reality is you don't have the answer. You go to the market and you tell them a story and you establish value and you say, this is how who I think would love and adore this, and this is what it stands for, this is what it means, and this is where my inspiration for it came from. And as a result of that, I want to let my baby go out into the world for this much money, and I think that that's a fair price and it shows my passion and love. Or you could say, well, what would you be prepared to pay for it? Now, you see, those are two different things. One of them is emotionally and energetically connected and establishes the rationale for why I charge $3,000 for a painting. And the other one says, I don't really love myself. If you could give me anything, that would be great.
Yeah, it's completely handing over the power. Completely handing over the power.
People have to have faith in themselves, and that is the hard part. It's faith in your gift and understanding how it affects and impacts people and then how to communicate that. It doesn't matter what you're selling. People buy emotionally and defend it logically. So if you don't know me well enough, that's why you won't connect with me on an emotional level. Therefore, you haven't asked enough questions. You haven't listened. Listening is the number one skill for selling, not talking. And so as a result, you know, again, social media is a really good example. Very few people ask good questions, so they don't get good responses. It's just like, well, you want to be in a conversation? Ask a good question. Provoke, you know, get people, have a, you know, what do you stand for? What do you stand against? Like, if all you're doing is talking about your services, I don't know why I'd choose you. But if you're saying, well, I don't think, you know, coaches out there right now are telling the truth about the fact that coaching leads to sales because they're missing out on implementation. It very clearly says, yeah, I've had a coach, I spent a lot of money and it didn't end up in anything. And you're saying, yeah, you're right. They're not telling the truth and here's the alternative. You know, and it's like, yeah, okay. Yep, that's what I want. You know, the interesting thing is, like, as you know, I come from the music industry. When you put music out to the world, the worst place you can be in is, oh, that's a nice song. Because no one's buying that song. Like, you want someone to love your song or hate your song because it'll be for the same reason. It created a response. And very few people, you know, are naturally good at that, you know, because most people, again, their brains are teaching them to stay safe, stay safe. And as a result, that's exactly what happens to their results. Their results are extremely safe. And if your focus is in your brain on paying the bills, that's exactly what you'll create, a business where your bills are paid. And that is where the focus is absolutely critical.
Oh, I was just about to say this. The focus, I could not put more, can't even think of the word, focus, but it's not the right word, more energy into making sure that we're thinking about and attracting the right things. And, you know, what's that saying? Focus goes, energy flows where focus. Oh, my goodness. We all know what I'm trying to say. Someone help me out here. But when we're thinking about, I don't want to work more hours, I'm tired, I don't want to actually coach more clients, I want to just make sure I'm paying the bills this month, all we're doing is creating this perpetual cycle where that's all that's happening month after month after month.
Yeah, energy flows where your attention goes.
That's it. Where focus goes, energy flows. Thank you, Kathy. That's what I was going to say, and then I was like, no, that's not right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the most classic things out there, and it's easy to kind of look past, go, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Look at your life. What have you got, and what haven't you got, and what are you paying attention to? It's just that simple. You know, like if you are constantly trying to solve problems, then your life is one. If you're constantly trying to have a good life, that's what you've got. You know, like it's really interesting how our framing goes. For me, I come from a family of five boys. My winning strategy as a child was fight for everything.
Oh, better
because
was.
I had a family of five boys. So whatever it was, I was determined and focused and get out of my way, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Right? Because if I didn't get to the fish and chips before my brothers got there, I didn't get to eat. So I'm going to fight for my fish and chips, you know. So I took that into my adult life. And what I realized was I turned my life into an adversarial situation where everything was winning or losing, not enjoyment and satisfaction. And so you're always either a winner or a loser. That's a horrible space to be in. And a lot of men, you know, suffer with this. And a lot of women, in my experience, are much more interested in participation in, you know, in community. Than men are. Men operate generally, a lot of them operate in silos and they struggle with that, other than things like sport and team sports. And so it can be a very isolating situation when you've got that attitude. And so for me, with my work with Shift, it's addressing those beliefs that are stopping you, like you have to do it all. I created a results quiz where it reveals all these different types of business owner types. And there's a couple that I'll share. One's called the best kept secret. And the other one's called the overwhelmed underachiever. Now, the overwhelmed underachiever is constantly trying to prove that they're worth something. And they're proving it, but they're not stopping to establish value. And so they never get the payoff. Now, the one that normally comes up, 70% of people that take my quiz that take this, they are the best kept secret, meaning they're talented and they're gifted. They get frustrated. They see people out there that aren't as good as them, but making more money. And they're just like, ooh, why doesn't it happen for me? And they're super frustrated. And it's like, well, no one knows you exist. You're so busy being smart. I don't even know if you're alive or not because you're not sharing. You know, you're not sharing. And you know, I've observed people in New Zealand and Australia, and I look at them and I go, I had that same attitude. I was like, they're not that good. But then what I saw was consistent and persistent. Every day they'd show up, they'd show up, they'd show up, and they'd show up. And I was like, wow, that's the key. It's not talent. It's consistent and persistent.
100%.
And so,
every time.
You know, and I look at you, Sam, you know, you're such a great champion for that. You know, you're so consistent with your connections. And I think a lot of us want to believe in a magic wand. I mean, we do. You know, we've seen the movies. We've seen the action heroes. He strives in. He does the right thing. And he walks away with the prizes and trophies and whatever else. The reality is there's no magic wand. You know, it's clarity, connection, and, you know, coming from a place of generosity. Those things create wealth. Spiritual wealth, emotional wealth, financial wealth, and form deep, deep relationships where people naturally want to support you. But for most of us, we're caught up in systems and processes that someone else created that don't serve us, and we've never stopped to think, how would I redesign my business if I could?
Yep.
And again, that's what my Shift work is really all about.
Yeah, and that's why we chat, because I'm so against the cookie cutter systems that people talk about. I was just doing a group coaching call with my clients today, and I was taking them through the workflow of how I create my content. And I'm like, guys, the last time I showed you this, it was different. I want you to understand that it doesn't matter whether it works for me. It needs to work for you. I'm showing you these different ways so you can experiment with it and get the flow. But the key is consistency. And oh, the other thing I was going to touch on, you said clarity. And clarity doesn't happen without action. Actually, I want you to talk into this, because people think that they're going to get, like they're waiting for clarity. But clarity doesn't come by waiting. Clarity happens by taking action.
Yeah.
I want you to talk more about this, because this is like your wheelhouse.
Yeah, very much so. here's this thing, you know, like in our minds, we think you prepare and then you do. And, you know, we get taught that, like we've been taught that all our lives. How do you cook? You prepare the food and then you cook it. You know, what do you do in sports? You practice and then you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is the truth of whether you connecting or not connecting is in the actual conversation. Therefore, not preparing for the conversation. It's in the conversation. It's in the exchange. It's in the doing. And like you say, you'll get that feedback in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients are highly educated, gifted women. I love dealing with men too, but it just seems I have this natural affinity for that sort of community. And one of the biggest blocks is this constant paralysis by analysis and mm-hmm. getting ready. And I know that one of their frustrations, especially when they look at other men in their industries, is why are these men that aren't as good as me achieving these results? And the reason mm-hmm. is that they're pulling the trigger. They're doing stuff, making a mess, learning, moving mm-hmm. forward. And so they're banking the learnings much faster. And also they are being seen. So when you are seen, you are suddenly seen as credible. If you are not being seen, it doesn't matter how gifted you are, you don't exist. Perception mm-hmm. is reality. And that is something that I think a lot of gifted, talented people really struggle with.
Yep.
You know, like notoriety doesn't come from you reading the right books or having a great conversation. It comes from mm-hmm. you sharing it with the world.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Like, let me share the insights. I mean, what you're doing right now, you know, and this is a classic example. When Sam interviews other thought leaders, she becomes a thought leader by default. This is how people establish positioning and success by doing this. And I just hope that people are modeling you, Sam, because again, you're a rock star in your space.
Oh, thanks.
And even for you, you know, yep, there's another level. You know, there's a new level, there's a new devil, and I want to get there.
There's 20 levels.
Yeah. And same for me. Like I recently came up with my shift manifesto, which is about what do I stand for creating shift in the world?
Which man, I love, by the way. Your manifesto, I read it.
Was like,
yeah.
And that's again, for everyone that's watching, that is an example of how to create a connection with someone without even knowing what they're selling and going, I love you. I don't know what you're selling, but I love this. And therefore, you made it. Therefore, I'm with you. I'm in mm-hmm. your tribe.
Mm.
And I came from a creative background. So whilst I'm looking sort of businessy, you know, like my background was a street culture guy. I was a hip hop guy. I was a skateboarder guy. I was a designer guy. And I just, you know, all of those things really come from, you know, a heart-based place. And I noticed that there was a lot of dysfunction with money. And I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on there. And what I realized was is that people think that outside of their little space, they won't get the respect or the, you know, support that they really want. Everybody wants to be affirmed. I remember, like, I'm an edutainer, as you know, and I bring freestyle rap into my education. So I call myself an edutainer. I used to think no business person will respect me if I do a rap. Mm-hmm. Because those things don't seem to go together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the reality is your genius is the unusual X factor. That's your genius. That's what people are looking for. Because when you show your crazy weirdosity, that gives them permission to step into their crazy weirdosity.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden your tribe just arrives. You're like, well, I didn't even know you dudes were out there. Like,
There's awesome. Lots of jazz hands in my stuff where there wasn't 10 years ago, exactly like you say. My perception of what someone that knows about business was that you had to be, you know, they're definitely no fun. It's all about business. And oh my goodness, thank God I let that crap go. Seriously, because that's not who I am. And that creates an energetic hard point. Like that's what we're talking about here. It's being unable to shift into our greatness, into our success, into who it is that we're meant to be. And you know what? And this is the bit that it took me a while to learn, is that when we let the guard down and we do those crazy things, there's all these other people out there that are like, oh, thank God, it's not just me.
Exactly. Exactly. I've got a client right now that I've just been working with, and she is a force of nature, right? She's creating this Asian American anthology book. You hear about all the Asian crimes at the moment in the US. and she's really at the forefront of this movement. And I'm like, okay, we're going to create this platform. Then we're going to create like an economic platform so that all these people can get support with their businesses, their families, their communities, diversity. And you're going to be at the front of this thing. And you're so generous and supportive. It's just going to be natural. And then we started working on her language. And I said, you know what? I know what it is that you're trying to do across all these different subject matters besides the Asian thing, because she stands for lots of different subject matter. You want to help people to release the labels to unlock their gifts. And she's like,
that's so cool.
You know, because that's the theme of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like my theme of my life was shift. That's how I came to this word. Might not be the most spectacular word, but from being on stage, I rock the mic, I shift crowds. When I educate, I shift paradigms, I shift thinking, I shift the unconscious, I shift results. And I realized I can talk about and do anything I want under this theme and it will be congruent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for so many of us, we feel stuck in a job that doesn't fulfill us, stuck in an industry that I've got some talent in, but it doesn't fulfill me. And we always feel like there's a missing piece. And how am I ever going to bring all those pieces together and just do me?
Mm-hmm.
And make it work in terms of a practical sense as well. And that is really what I stand for. As you know, I did an event about 3 years ago at LA called Creative Supernova. And that was all about bringing that business and the creativity and the innovation together, because the world is going towards creative IP as the only thing that will help you stand out.
100%.
Mechanically, everybody can copy you. You know, that sort of advantages are gone. You create something, someone will copy it in a second. But your creative IP, your innovation, your insights, your inner knowing, that is something that's not duplicatable. And if you can trust and honor that, you can really be a standout. But that does require some bravery.
Yep.
You know, there's a woman called Faith Popcorn who's a futurist who put out a book called Clicking. And Click stands for courage, letting go, insight, commitment, and know-how. And it's like, you know, when we all have an insight about our industries, but what have we done to change it or shift it? And it's because it's a bit daunting. But that is the difference between leadership and participation. If you don't take any risk, then okay, you have what you have. If you do take some risk, there's a high chance that you're going to get more than you expected. It might not be what you planned on, but you'll get more than you expected. And that's been my lesson over and over and over in life. I didn't get what I wanted, but I got more than I expected. When I did that event in LA, did it work out perfectly? No. But I met my now wife. You know, like,
that's about as perfect as you can get.
You know, a beautiful Emmy Award-winning Californian woman. I'm like, yeah.
And she's amazing.
And she's so gifted and so talented, and I'm just absolutely so lucky. But I put myself in the path of opportunity. And that's the thing. But again, as I said with my client, when you can get clear on the transformative tagline or statement or language that really connects all your pieces together, it's just like, you know, like a forming Voltron, you know, like, you know, you're suddenly the superpowers are on, your lights are bright, and it's let's go out there and conquer worlds. That can be a very challenging journey. And I'm just very lucky that that is my gift of making the complex simple for people and tuning into people energetically as well as looking at what they're trying to create and then creating transformative language. But those are the things that I know unlock and unleash people. And that's my thing, you know, helping frustrated rock stars go big is my go-to. And if there's anybody out there that's watching that, that's feeling, watching this, feeling really frustrated, I'd love to have a conversation because that's what I stand for. I know how it feels and I want to let that go for you.
Yeah. And as anyone, I know there's a couple of people on that heard my, I give energy forecasts or I pay attention to the energy. And right now the energy is all around listening to what it is in your soul that you've always wanted to do, but you've never said, like you've never given yourself permission to do it. and it's all about leadership. And so right now is the right time. If you're ready to lead and you're ready to step out and do what it is that is your soul calling, is definitely the right time to talk to Justin, because the global energy is on your side.
Yeah, give yourself permission. That word is critical. I'm so glad you used that word. People are constantly looking for, you know, confirmation from external things. Just stop, close your eyes, visualize what you want, and give yourself permission. You deserve it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you really want, you know, Justin and I to tap you on the shoulder, we can, but it's not going to be long lasting. You do have to give yourself permission to say, you know what, I am worth it, and this is what I want to do. This is what I'm here to do. So, Justin, how do they reach out to you?
Okay, well, I've got a great opportunity next week doing a success camp. Again, it talks about what we started the conversation with, which is so many people teach and then go, well, it's going to turn into results. It doesn't. So the success camp is about teaching, doing, creating for 5 days. I'm getting people to be a little unreasonable, because what I know is that little things make massive difference if you focus on the right transformative activity.
Yep.
I want to help people let go of those blocks again, give themselves permission, really focus on the way that they're connecting and communicating, as we mentioned also. And then to do some sort of an unusual ask, a little micro launch, if you like, so that they can kind of test the waters in a safe way and get a response that they might be shocked by. You know, recently, end of last year, I did a launch with my wife. It was actually before I was getting married, 2 weeks before I was getting married. Sorry, this was September, actually.
That's right. Like, I remember
she's like,
that.
You're joking, aren't you? You're joking. I was like, no. You've been talking about it for long enough. Let's just get unreasonable. I want you to jump on Facebook Live for 5 days. She jumped on Facebook for 5 days. She got all these people coming to her. She didn't make any direct sales from those Facebook Lives. And then the next week, someone reached out and she made a sale for $8,000.
Mm.
Now, that was again about energy and showing up.
Mm-hmm.
We've now got her to a point. A few months later, we've done a couple more launches, and she's already done 6 figures in the first quarter of this year from what she learned there. So that's how quick you can go from, I've never launched and I'm not really that keen, to 8,000 to 6 figures.
Yep.
But again, you need to put your hand up and self-select. Mm-hmm. So this success camp is about doing that. It's about supporting those people. Even if you feel like you're not a real front person, or you're maybe a little bit, you know, kinesthetic or empathic and you're not sure it's natural, trust me, there's a whole tribe of people waiting for you to show up with your gifts and your way of being. And those are the people that I want to support, because I tend to attract a lot more women than men. But as you well know, this is the era where feminine leadership and feminine, you know, energy is required in the world to create balance.
Yeah, because we're out of balance. That's what it is. And I know Kathy said before that we can't have yin without yang. Everything happens in balance. So that's exactly what's happening.
So, yeah, I mean, again, we've got a link. We'll put that under the video here for the success camp. And also, I've got some other free gifts. I'll put my SocioTap link also under this as well. And again, my whole thing really is if this resonates, let's have a conversation. If you feel like this is the right time, then great. And if you just want to sort of observe what I'm doing and digest some stuff, then you're more than willing to do that too. I really appreciate everybody tuning in and giving us this time, and especially you, Sam, for being so supportive of me. You know, I'm a massive fan of what you do in the world, and I really appreciate it.
Likewise, and that's why we connect. So one of my big takeaways that I want people to walk away with it, and we just talked about so many things and there is so many takeaways, but number one for me is you just can't do this alone.
No.
Like, it is just, I've tried. You just cannot do it alone. So what is your takeaway that you want to leave people with, Justin?
If you want powerful outcomes, you need to step into your power.
Mm.
Like, you need to trust that you are more than enough. There's nobody better than you in the world. You need to trust in that. Your uniqueness is your gift. What you consider to be your block is your path.
Mm.
You know, like when I was 17, I had the same haircut as Billy Idol, peroxide white hair. I got ostracized in a public event in the school, and I went home and I cried.
Mm.
And then as an adult, now I have all those same middle of the road people coming to me to want to know how to stand out.
Mm.
If you've ever felt like you don't fit, this is for you. Because, you know, being different, being a little weird, being a little off kilter, being a standout, being a little outrageous, those are the things that people are looking for, because everybody has it inside them, but they haven't given themselves permission. If you want to, you know, create a tribe of people like you that are out there doing good in the world, then you need to stand up and be counted. You know, again, lift your voice, lift your energy, and the results will follow suit. And that's really what I stand for. And I hope that people are interested in how that happens and that they reach out for a chat, because ultimately, as I said, the only thing that really matters is forming connections and having conversations. Mm-hmm. And if it resonates, great. And if it doesn't, that's fine as well.
Totally. And you did mention, you know, our blocks. Here's the thing. If you don't lean into them, if you don't lean into your blocks, if you don't lean into those life lessons, they'll just keep coming back. So I say, just deal with that shit. Because that is actually what you're here to do. Your life lesson. Do you know what? That could actually start a whole new conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lean into it now. Just do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, here's the thing. Here's an exercise that I do with a lot of people that are a bit stuck. I say, well, go to the end of your life. You're on your deathbed and you're telling the story of your life. Are you happy with how it turned out? And if you're not, how do you want to write it?
Mm.
Because you've got the decision right now to create a different story, or stay stuck, stay where you are, and have all the validation and rationalization that you need to stay where you are. Be nice and safe. That's no problem. That's totally normal. But if you want an unreasonable, an abnormal life with outrageous results, at some stage, you will have to give up the safety of being normal.
Mm.
Normal is not your friend. Normal doesn't work. Normal does not lead to great results. If you want to actually stand out, you're going to have to really love your own standout qualities and gifts and share them.
Mm-hmm.
And be the poster child for that with others, because that's what we're looking for. Whilst we need to be brave, we are still seeking safety. So affirmation, celebration, and confirmation, those things need to be a part of what you're doing in the world, and then you'll naturally attract people. I'm not here to tell people how to be in the world. What I'm here to say is love the edgy things that you do and who you are, because those things will lead to more success for you. But you have to pick yourself. You have to give yourself permission.
I love it. And use one of my favorite words, outrageous. I love that word. Not here to be normal. Can you see the comments at all, Justin?
I can't, because
Kathy would love you to finish with a rap. Kathy would love you to finish with a rap.
Oh, go Kathy.
Well, she's all been here the whole time. I think we should do it. I'll give you jazz hands.
Okay. All right. So clearly we don't have any music right now, so I'll just do an a cappella if that's okay.
Just a little short one's cool, but I've just put you on the spot.
All right, no problem. We give ourselves permission, and the first mission of this rendition is to remind you of the first chapter of my edition. This is chapter one, JC, just chilling, just cooking while you're just looking. As I spoke to Sam Riley, part cool, part styly, part find me on the internet, on Facebook, look, I'm a cook, I'm a chef, I'm a recipe, I'm the inner energy, I'm the emperor from an embassy that says give yourself permission. I said before, listen to the rendition, the addition in the first chapter of my mission. Give yourself permission. You can be the jewel that glistens. You can be the thing that reflects the light. You can be the person that picks up the golden mic. You can be the person that shines light in the dark. You can be the person that opens up a heart. You can be the person that brings business to art. You can be the person that starts. Give yourself permission. This is my addition, the first rendition, the first chapter of my mission. Give yourself permission. This is going out to you, Kathy.
Oh, love it, Justin. Thank you so much. I love chatting with you. I love what you share. I love your mission. Definitely, we'll put these links in the comments below for anyone that wants to join that success camp. But Justin, thanks for hanging out with me here today.
My absolute pleasure, Sam. Thank you so much for being so supportive and, again, being a rock star.
Thank you. And thanks, Kathy. And she was sending her spirit fingers fluttering while you were rapping, and Ken and Susan. And I can't see who else was in here, but I know quite a few of you. And if you're watching the replays, put replay below. We'd love to connect with you too.
Lovely.
Everyone, ciao, ciao. Today's episode may be over, but let's continue the conversation. Head on over to the Thought Leaders Business Lab community on Facebook and connect with other entrepreneurs who are building and scaling their business too. See you next time in the Thought Leaders Business Lab.